Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. We have a fabulous show lined up, so I want you to grab a coffee, sit back, and just relax this hour because we've got entertainment, we've got information. Of course, one of our favorite people on the show is Chef Massimo Capra. He's going to be joining us off the top. And then some friends he knows from Toronto are going to be on, Colin and Justin, of course, the great designers who are full of information as well, and really funny. Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine, who, of course, is going to be having them in her magazine starting in July, her summer issue, will be joining us as well. But off the top, Chef Massimo, how are you?
I'm excellent.
You're always excellent.
I'm in a fresh Toronto heat.
Is it really, really hot today?
Well, finally, yes.
Finally.
But don't worry, there is rain coming tomorrow again.
Oh, boy, that darn rain. Now, Chef Massimo, do you like to get away from that heat in the summer and go to a cottage, or is this a busy time for all of your enterprises?
Well, it is a busy time for one of the restaurants, at least, the one in Toronto called Mistura. We are right in the beginning of Summerlicious, which is a wonderful event, and we're all very proud to take part of. And so for the next 2 weeks, we are going to be really tied up in the kitchen and trying to feed a lot of people every night.
Wow. How do you find that balance, Massimo, with... We're going to talk about your new restaurant at the airport, which is fabulous, but how do you find the balance with all the properties that you have, family and everything else that you do, and still have this great personality and positive attitude?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is my approach, and I don't know if it's right or wrong, but my approach is that really my work is my life in a way. My wife works with me. My kids, one of them is in the kitchen at the restaurant at the airport that you
Yeah, Daniel.
And another one is traveling the world right now, so he's somewhere in Europe or perhaps he's coming back. I don't remember which one it is, but he's been away for 6 months. So I'm lucky I'm in a position that my kids have grown and they are over 20 now, so they don't really belong to me anymore. They belong to the state, so you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Actually, I just had one that got back from Europe, and, you know, they say kids are hard when they're young, but I find when they're going through their teens and early adulthood, when they're trying to find themselves, can be the most challenging. But Daniel was at the restaurant at the airport, and he's a great reflection of you, and did a fabulous job making our bolognese. How would you say bolognese?
Bolognese.
Yeah. It was so fabulous. So let's talk a little bit about that restaurant. We made sure when we got to the airport on the return flight, we got there 2 hours early so that we could spend time there and enjoy it. Because I know your wife rose to the decor, and it's really nice. You feel like you're an Italian restaurant, and it's just beautiful, the marble, the red, the wood. And the menu is reasonable, but the quality is exceptional.
Right. That was the mandate that I received from the GTAA, which is actually the organization that runs the airport. And they asked me if I wanted to take part in the new and improved selections of culinary offerings of the airport. So now there has been a lot of talk because there is another company that actually contracted chefs around the city, and they're putting up kiosks, and you can do takeout food and so on. I was asked to put in a full service restaurant in Terminal 1 in a domestic departure, and also to have a satellite restaurant in the transborder section, which is the United States departures of Terminal 1. So when I was first approached, I jumped at it because I thought that there was an incredible need here in Toronto, especially at Pearson. There was an incredible need for good food and good fresh food that was not the usual hamburger, deep fried fish and chips and things like that. So to me, that was a slam dunk. Then I got paired up with a company that actually believes in it and actually runs a few other terminals in Winnipeg and Calgary and Vancouver, and an enormous amount down in the States. I mean, they have over 1,000 restaurants, so they were very open to the idea. So they asked us to put together an idea of what we would like to see, and immediately, being Italian and given the fact that right now I'm in the pasta and pizza and salads and sandwiches and all that, it is a very good thing to eat when you are in a hurry, when you are in an airport, when you need to have food prepared in within 10-minute time. So Rosa, my wife, looked after the look and decided a little bit of the color and the way that the place would look like. Mm-hmm. And then we had Crave Design, I believe, or the Smart Design in Vancouver, actually, that completed the whole package for us. And I put a menu that I believe is healthy and interesting, and also is a departure from what is available everywhere else in in-person airport.
It's fabulous, you know, and we have a lot of people from our area that go through that terminal, and I'd really urge you to stop by because it is quick service. But, you know, Liz, our waitress, was phenomenal, really knew her product. You know, talked to us, said, why don't you try the dessert, the fritters with the chocolate sauce and whipped cream? Oh, my gosh, so good. Oh.
And this is crazy, yeah.
And the pizza, you know, was the thin crust. Like everything we've talked about over the years, it was really great to try your food, the meatballs. And it was so fresh and good. I wish we could be there. Everybody, our family, said it was the best meal they'd had. I mean, I want to go back and just stay in your restaurant. And I hope that you're going to bring them across the country.
Believe me that we do have a lot of clients, especially from Victoria and the Vancouver area. And you know, the positioning of our restaurant is down at the bottom of the pier where all the large jets go. So therefore, those are all normally the long-haul jets that traverse Canada, so from one end to the other. Therefore, our gates that we service are all Vancouver, Calgary, Victoria, Winnipeg, and you know, any destination in Alberta, Abbotsford and what have you, so Edmonton and Fort McMurray. So our clientele is quite diverse. Now, what I've experienced is that people like to come in and come in a little bit earlier so that they can sit down and have breakfast in peace and have something delicious, and then get on the plane, fly wherever they have to fly. And many times we get business people that on return, they stop and have dinner at Bocconi because they can have a beautiful meal with a beautiful bottle of wine. And we have a great wine selection, by the way, for the airport. I mean, we have a very, very good wine selection. So they can have dinner before getting on a taxi or a limo to get driven home. So that basically they get that stuff out of the way. So that when they go home, they're relaxed, they've eaten, they've traveled, they're done, they can go to bed, they can just do their own things, and they don't have to worry about cooking or going out to a restaurant or socialize or anything. So it's quite good, I mean, and it's being received quite well.
And also you can have business meetings there if you wanted to. If you didn't want to go into town, just could meet at the restaurant because it really is large enough. It's a really big floor space. And when we were there, I think getting there early was nicer than that big rush when you leave and then
That's
having
right.
something on the plane. It was actually one of the highlights of a busy weekend, having that meal. So I really encourage people to come there. I thought it was fabulous, Massimo, and I think that must be a huge undertaking at an airport and all the intricacies involved in the security and everything trying to set that up.
Very difficult. Obviously there is security levels that need to be observed and operated by, and we have the different corporations, obviously Bocconi being the brand, and we are running that. I have a chef and a manager that run the Bocconi operation, but then we have SSP, which actually is the manager of the business, and then we have the GTAA, and then we have the security circle. So everything that comes to our kitchen has to be inspected and double checked and make sure that everybody is in the is clear for security. So it's quite special. It's a very different way of doing business. Well, I'm not used to it being at street level. Normally, I can go to the market and see something I like and just pick it up and sell it by the evening. At the airport, there's a lot of logistics.
Well, it must have been a steep learning curve, but you sure nailed it. It looks great.
Yeah.
We come back. Let's talk about some recipes and some summer ideas that people can make this weekend. Back in a minute with Chef Massimo.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Many things have changed, but McCall Brothers Funeral Directors know people still need to gather and support each other when a death occurs. That's why they've kept with the times and have updated their reception center. Designed to honor and celebrate life, the center is fully catered, can accommodate small or large gatherings, and has ample parking. All arrangements can be made at McCall's, 1400 Vancouver Street, downtown. McCall's Reception Center, helping to honor and celebrate a life. Visit McCallBros.com.
If you've been waiting all summer to buy a new vehicle, you did the right thing. So now take advantage of Jenner Chevrolet Buick GMC's huge four-day summer sale, ending today. Featuring GM loyalty bonuses of up to $1,500 off. Every 2013 Chevrolet Buick, GMC, and Corvette must go. You can have any 2013 Chevrolet Silverado or GMC Sierra truck for below invoice. 0% for 84 months is ending. Don't miss the huge four-day summer sale at Jenner Chevrolet Buick GMC on the Old Island Highway. Ending today.
Flintstones Masonry. Spruce up your driveway or walkways. Create the backyard you've always dreamed of. Maybe your chimney's deteriorated or your foundation walls are cracked and moist. Hi, I'm Mike from Flintstones Masonry. Our certified tradespeople successfully completed over 250 projects last year. Get inspired online at FlintstonesMasonry.com.
Do it once, do it right. Flintstones Masonry.
I'm CTV's Astrid Brownschmidt. I get stopped on the street and people just want to talk about the one thing we all have in common, and it's the weather. And boy, here on Vancouver Island, we are opinionated about our weather. A lot of us do outdoor activities, so whether you're sailing, you're going fishing, what's going to impact their families the most? What's happening around the world that might affect travel? Yeah, I think I am a little bit of a weather nerd.
The faces you know, the people you trust. CTV News Vancouver Island with Hudson Mack, weeknights at 5, 6, and 11.
We are back with Chef Massimo Capra. And Massimo, we were talking about all your restaurants. Tell everybody what your properties are and how your what your day looks like and how you manage each of those throughout your day.
Oh, that's funny. I have a restaurant in downtown Toronto in the Yorkville area called Mistura Restaurant, and we have also a room upstairs called Sopri, which is a lounge, and we do music on weekends, and basically is an event place. That only operates between Mondays and Saturdays, and so I work, I come down here about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Every day, actually, because this is my little baby. I mean, this is where the cuisine gets created and gets made. And you know, I mean, we have a full restaurant. This is a rather high end restaurant.
I hear, and that's your home base then.
And that's my home base, exactly.
Okay.
And it's been open for about 15 years now, so I mean, we're quite happy. We are on a good move. Then I opened Boccone at the airport, and it's called Boccone Trattoria Veloce down in the Pier 1 domestic. And I have also the Boccone Pronto, which is in the transborder. Now, I enjoy getting up in the morning, having my cappuccino at home, play with my dog, take it for a walk, you know, just listen to the news and, you know, maybe read the newspaper. And then I normally get up around 6, 6.30 in the morning. And then by 9 o'clock, I'm at the airport. And I stay until 12, 12.30, maybe 1 o'clock sometime. And but not every day. I go only maybe three times a week at the airport, unless I have to meet with the chef and do other work. But, you know, it is quite enjoyable to meet all of the traveling public. We have nothing but good experiences with everyone, and it's quite fantastic because, you know, you meet people and they are very surprised when they eat at Boccone. They don't expect it. There is a lot of people that don't want just a big mug of beer. They want a nice glass of wine. They want to relax. They want to have a beautiful Italian-style cappuccino. We have it. They want some beautiful butter croissants or brioches or, you know, cookies of any kind. We do have them. We do have the selection. So I'm having a lot of fun really being in that restaurant. Actually, is a pizzeria, is a trattoria, is a very fun place to be. And that those are the two main restaurants that I operate, which have four different locations. But then also I have I licensed my name to the Crown Plaza Hotel in Niagara Falls as part of the Niagara Hotel Corporations, and I'm running the Rainbow Room by Massimo Capra in Niagara Falls, and is the only room that can see both falls from every table in the room. Now, I have a chef there that is fantastic. He's Italian of descent, but he's been working in that place for about 10 years. And he's embraced my arrival, and he's been doing nothing but great work with the local produce and local farmers and so on. So the food is quite good. We're very, very happy with the restaurant. And over there, I go at least every 2 weeks. I'll spend a day or two in that restaurant.
Well, and you are a brand now, Massimo, and you don't seem like you stress too much. You know, you see a lot of chefs in the kitchen on TV shows that seem to really kind of get crazed. You don't seem like you you have fun with it still.
Well, I do have fun, but, you know, I cannot... you see, it's only in the moment, right? I mean, the restaurant business and being in a kitchen, any kitchen work, whether you're the chef or you're the dishwasher, you get hit all at once with a lot of work, and then you do very little the rest of the time. I mean, and you have to make do. Sometimes your nerves are frayed, and you have to blow up, right? So, I mean, God forbid that there should be a real microphone in any of the kitchens in any place in the world. I mean, they can be really rough places, you know what I mean? Not tell you that much, but the beauty is that, you know, we all lose our temper, and we know how to control it, and as I've been in the kitchen for 37 years now, so I mean, it's getting to be a long time. I don't sweat the small stuff. I mean, yeah. There is always a way to fix and repair things and make the experience for the client better, you know. I mean, there is always a way to do it, and you know, I don't know, I'm a very happy-go-lucky guy to begin with. I don't have the nerves of some of the other chefs you see on TV, that they always seem to be on edge and ready to kill. I'm not like that. I mean, I wasn't raised that way. So,
no.
You know, I can be mean. I mean, that's for sure. I can get my point across. I mean, I had some experience, but you know, it's not necessary to do that for everything, right? I mean, then
no.
you lose your point.
Yeah,
know?
You're no pushover, but and you've also got a brand now with your mustache at the restaurant at the airport, Pearson. I love that because, you know, your accent and your mustache, your look, everything about you, your voice, you know, no wonder people want you for ads and everything else because you're so marketable.
Well, I've been lucky enough to do a little bit of work on the side in that sense, and there is a lot more coming, which most people will see me in the future, but I'm working on a lot of things, and it's quite nice. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun. I mean, I'm enjoying it, you know, and it's a lot of fun to go out and be recognized sometimes, you know what I mean, and people come up to you and want to talk to you, and it's quite cool. I don't mind it at all.
Especially when they like you.
I never turn away from anybody.
Yeah, and don't you think it's fun this time in life that things can keep getting better?
That's right.
Which no one expects. You know, they always thought when you had a certain age, that's that. But I think we live in a great time to be of a certain age that the world's our oyster.
That's right. I mean, there is so much to be done and so much to be had. I mean, we're lucky enough as chefs. I mean, we normally are locked up in the kitchen just sweating away and burning our hands and arms, you know, so we're not really used to being propped up on a pedestal and being looked at as if we were special people. I mean, after all, we're just cooking. It's just food, you know what I mean? And
what's better in life? Nothing is better than food. TJ, you know, you talk to TJ all the time, Chef Massimo, and you have young sons, and TJ, you're a great cook. Now, we're talking about pizza at your restaurant. Is that
That's
a pretty
right.
good idea to get pizza dough for TJ? You know, he lives with some roommates.
Yeah, I live with a handful of other people, and quite often Italian dishes, quick, easy, and feed a lot of people. Is pizza a viable option? How hard is it to make a thin crust pizza?
Okay, pizza is not as easy as anybody. I mean, depending on if you want to make your own dough, I mean, it becomes very complicated. Because pizza dough, just like anybody that bakes bread can tell you, is very touchy. I mean, you have to have the right place to let it rise, and you have to have the right amount of time and length of time to let it rise and so on. Why don't you stick to pasta? I mean, that's the quick and easy. That is the food that feeds people, really.
That's usually what we do. And actually, I was going to ask, how do we take...
Okay.
We usually
so
get some
variety in your pasta. Is that what it is?
Sorry?
You need variety in your pastas.
We do, and actually I was going to ask, is it better to, say, fry up some vegetables and some other stuff first and then put into the sauce, or should we just be throwing vegetables right in the sauce and letting them marinate in there?
Oh, my. No, you're getting me there, because you see that depending on what vegetable you're using.
Okay.
Right? I mean, sometimes it's good to cook the vegetables with the pasta itself and then put it in a light sauce. You know, I mean, if you were to make rapini or broccoli or anything in that range, you would cook it with the pasta and then prepare your garlic and oil on the side and maybe some sun-dried tomatoes, a little bit of olives, and then you put the pasta with the cooked vegetables in it. I mean, unless you like your raw vegetables, right? I mean, that's different. But
okay.
I mean, a proper pasta with rapini is sure to please many, many, in many, many ways. I mean, and there is so much to be done with it, right? I mean, by putting a little bit of sausage in it or a little bit of bacon or a pancetta, whatever you want to call it, or whatever you find, some shrimp, some fish of any kind. I say that, you know what, pasta is one of my favorite things to do. There is one special pasta dish for every town in Italy, which is, I don't know, I mean, it's 7,000, I don't know. There is a lot, right? So I like always to have my sauce tossed with the pasta. And I'm not really a big fan of raw vegetables in my pasta, so you know what I mean? I like to cook things down a little bit. They develop a better flavor. Like, you know, for instance, right now is the season of asparagus, or maybe just getting over now. But I can eat them raw, and I can eat them cooked properly. But raw, undercooked, I don't like them. You know, I mean, I find them too crunchy and too green.
Do you like to mix your pasta and the sauce all together, you say?
Always. You have to saute your pasta with the sauce so that you develop the flavor. The pasta absorbs a little bit of the flavor of the sauce.
Well, TJ and I have got some great ideas now.
It's never going to taste right.
And what about your meatballs and your bolognese sauce?
You like that?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
I'm creating a wave over there. I mean, people are going crazy for those meatballs.
You know what? I had both. I had a side order of the meatballs. They're so good. Oh, my God.
Selling or,
what's that?
Was that my way of selling?
You know what? She was good. Well, she didn't even have to. It was just like when I heard they were getting that, it was like we all had to have each other's dishes. But the sauce was so incredible. Now, we've got about 30 seconds left here, Massimo. Tell people if they're coming across the country.
Once that you make your pizza dough, just don't overload it with product. And at home, it's always better to make a pizza dough that is a little bit thicker, unless you have a proper oven and you have a lot of fire and a lot of heat. Because for a thin crust pizza, you need a lot of heat.
Yeah, and most of us don't clean our ovens enough, so we have a big smoke fire going. Okay, Massimo, if people want to come to your restaurant, there's you can look up your website. But if you're at Pearson Airport, how do they find you?
Well, at Pearson, I'm in Terminal 1 in the domestic departure.
Excellent. And you won't go wrong there. Massimo, it's been great talking to you. I hope you have a wonderful summer, and we'll talk to you in September.
Patty, if I'm ever in Victoria in the next little while, I'm going to definitely call you and I come to see you.
I'll make you some pasta, Massimo.
Okay, no problem.
With lots of wine. Okay.
talk
to you soon. When we come back, we're going to talk to Colin and Justin.
Hello, I'm Stephen McIntosh of Optics International, and it might be fun to allow you to decide what our new promotion should be. We'll do the math and give you the one that works best. 50% off a new pair of prescription lenses, digital progressive doesn't matter, or 50% off one new designer frame with purchase of prescription lenses, or buy a complete pair, get a second complete pair at no charge. Half-price frames or half-price lenses or free complete second pair, your call. Optics International, with on-site optometrists and the largest optical store in BC in Victoria Uptown, below Future Shop.
Oh, it's on.
CTV Daytime with Ellen, Bethany, Kelly, and Dr. Oz just got better.
We want to have the conversations with Canadians that they're having amongst themselves.
Introducing The Social.
We're all going to walk away learning something.
With hosts Melissa Grella, Lainey Louie, Tracy Melchior, Cynthia Loist.
When the four of us get together, it's kind of an explosion.
A new live interactive show where you're invited to join the conversation.
Coming together and being better for it.
The Social, starting September 2nd at 1 on CTV.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It is 11:30. Good morning. I'm Adam Sterling. The humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders says 355 people showed, quote, neurotoxic symptoms and died following the suspected chemical weapons attack this week near Syria's capital. The group says three hospitals it supports in the Damascus region reported receiving about 3,600 patients overall who showed such symptoms over less than 3 hours on Wednesday morning. A debate has ensued about who is behind the alleged gas attack on rebel-held Damascus suburbs that activists previously said killed more than 130 people. Anti-government activists accused the Syrian government of carrying out the toxic gas attack on the eastern suburbs, which have had reported death tolls ranging from 136 up to 1,300 people. And there will not be any new faces in the Senate for the time being, according to Prime Minister Stephen Harper. He says he's holding off on making any new appointments, even though there are currently five vacancies. The Conservatives have a majority in the Senate, which allows them to pass most government bills. The mandatory retirement age in the Senate is 75, and three more seats could open before the end of the year. And there was an unexpected ending to Prime Minister Harper's tour of the North when RCMP officers tussled with a Chinese journalist. Li Shujiang of People's Daily was prevented from asking a question about the rules surrounding foreign takeovers. When Harper's staff refused to recognize him, Li tried to take the microphone, triggering a scuffle that ended with him being hauled to the back of the room by RCMP security staff. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister says the matter will be raised with the Parliamentary Press Gallery, and he's calling on Lee to apologize. Panda caretakers at Washington's National Zoo are hoping to get their first close look at a day-old panda cub during an exam today, but they're waiting for Mama Panda Mei Shang to give them the opportunity. They hope to listen to the tiny cub's heart and lungs, record its weight, and even collect a DNA sample. Zookeepers plan to be more hands-on with this cub after one born to Mei Shang last year only lived a week. CFAX 1070 News time is 11:33. And time for CFAX 1070 weather. We are expecting a mixture of sun and cloud in the forecast today. A chance of showers this morning, a high of 20 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers before morning, a low of 11. Sunday brings a mix of sun and cloud, chance of showers early in the morning, a high of 21. Monday, showers, a low of 11 and a high of 18. Outside the CFAX studios right now, it is 18 degrees. I'm Adam Sterling. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It is 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Man, oh man, I'm so excited. First of all, Chef Massimo, our buddy, was on talking about great food. And then two of my favorites, Colin and Justin, the decorating duo, and Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine is here. Hi, welcome everybody.
Morning, Patty.
How are you guys?
Well, thanks.
Hello, everybody. We just met Massimo on the show, but Massimo's a really good pal of ours, so we're excited that he was on before us.
Oh, I know. We've had him on the show a lot, and Tracy, I'll just start with you quickly. I know Niche Magazine, Colin and Justin are going to be writing for the summer issue and ongoing, and it's so very exciting.
It's really exciting, Patty. We were looking for a dynamic duo to really amp up our home and decor section, and I've been following their work and their antics for many years, and we're really pleased to have them come in. One of the things we were looking for was a really talented interior designer or interior designers that could bridge the gap between what personal fashion and home decor and where they meet. And I think we've definitely hit the jackpot.
And Colin and Justin, I mean, your life has been amazing. You have so many different shows you've been part of internationally. You have product line. You know, you just do everything. What does it feel like to be you now and have had all this success and be where you're at?
You know, it's fantastic because both of us actually get to work together.
Yeah.
And because we both love, like genuinely we love a before and after. You know, so anytime if someone's fat becomes thin, you know, someone blonde becomes dark, or some terrible Canadian basement becomes glamorous and fabulous, then we're in there. You know, so actually we have the greatest job in the world because we get to visit you guys, you know, and we like to get right across Canada. You know, we like to get out
there and actually meet real people with real design problems and then solve them, you know. And I think that it's so fantastic that Canada's taken to it, because, you know what, right back at you, Canada, we love you right back.
Well, and we've loved you for a long time, and, you know, I love your partnership, and I love that you have fun. You seem to enjoy life and not take everything so seriously and aren't afraid to be a little, you know, cheeky and off color.
I mean, that's kind of our USP, really, isn't it? Our ability to enjoy everything. We set out every single day to try and make people happier. You know, there are too many things in the world that are desperate and sad, and we wish we could change all of that, but obviously we can't with a paintbrush. But we do our very best to add a bit of levity and a bit of fun. And all the shows that we've done thus far, whether they be in America, in Britain, or Canada, they've always had that same edge. They've always had an ability to make people excited. I'm really thrilled, actually, to tell you that we have a brand new special, which is kind of a TV experiment. It's called Colin and Justin Street Swap, and it's on HGTV on Sunday. That's Sunday the 14th of July. Now, the time that it broadcasts in Toronto is 10 o'clock at night, so I guess the time is... How did it work when the show is showing...
We're 3 hours behind.
Okay, so I guess we'll be on at 7 o'clock on Sunday in BC.
Perfect.
Right. Exactly. And our show, this special, is all about something completely new. It's about changing furniture with your friends. It's about knocking on your neighbor's door and saying, can I have such and such? Would you like to have my old table? Can I have your chair? And we glam it all up in a big hocus-pocus of Scottish fantasy. And a week on Sunday. We cannot wait to let this special loose in the world. It's all about upcycling.
It sounds like fun. You know, my husband, he is like at the auction all the time. We have two garages full of, well, crap really, but stuff. And I would love to start trying to kind of paint some of it or distress some of it and do something kind of cool with it and repurpose it.
Yeah, you know, people talk about distressing furniture, don't they? You know, and it's not the fact that it's sitting in your garage making you upset. You know, it's about actually doing something with paint, it's about doing something incredible. But actually, right, the same thing is that Justin and I, we hate shabby chic, because it's always just shabby. It's never, ever manages to kind of, like, find a way to chic them. So actually, the new show is about upscale upcycling. So I think it's going to take people by surprise in that we are using cast-off pieces that sometimes belong to the homeowner, sometimes belong to their neighbours. But what we're actually doing to them is a little bit high-end and a little bit fancy, because you've saved so much money on the main piece, and you can then spend some money to make the whole room really rock out, you know. And I think that's our shtick. You know, we've always tried to get people to be stylish, you know, not to be kind of like boxed in, if you like, by their budget, but actually just to let their imagination go wild. You know what? And Canada is such a colourful, vibrant, multicultural, young country. You know, there's no excuse to be old-fashioned.
And I think that's why we feel that there's such a good mix and marriage with us and Niche Magazine. I mean, you know this, Tracy. Your magazine is all about aspirational... sorry, Patty, you know your magazine is all about aspirational, attainable, and making the ordinary extraordinary, and allowing your readers to have gorgeous things without having to be lottery winners.
And Tracy, that is, you know, your magazine, the covers are so beautiful, but yet everything is approachable.
Well, it's interesting because gentlemen just touched on a good point. You know, it can be beautiful and accessible. It can be fabulous and functional. And I think that's what we should touch or put on your travels or your home decor.
We're going to come back after a break, and I want to talk about the mix from fashion to decorating and how the runway really dictates what's going to be in your home next year. Coming back in a few minutes with Colin and Justin and Tracy.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts
with news you can count on.
If it's happening,
it's here.
Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
Hi, it's Wesley for CFAX 1070. We have some amazing musical performances happening today at Woodwind Farms for their summer celebration. Daniel Lapp, a world-class fiddler and performer at the 2010 Olympic Games, will be taking the stage along with Neil Osborne. He's a lead singer for 5440 and many others. But besides world-class music, the celebration is going to be hosted some culinary talent as well. Lots of really amazing chefs here today, and lots of family activities too. Okay, hay maze, crafts, and more. So come on down. We're at Woodwind Farms for their summer celebration. It's $10 for adults, and children get in completely free. And the event is all to raise money to fight homelessness in our communities. Grab some food, enjoy some music. We're here at 7789 West Saanich Road till 5 tonight. Woodwindfarms.com for chef profiles and a full list of musical guests. My name's Wesley, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
When man and machine connect at Campus Acura, extraordinary happens. Proof positive? The 2013 Acura ILX Premium. With cash purchase incentives of $3,000, this incredible vehicle could be yours for just $28,995, including freight and PDI to be exact. Lease for just $138 biweekly at 0.9% financing for 48 months. The Acura ILX is the best value of the year. All roads lead to Campus Acura at 3347 Oak Street and at campusacura.com.
We are back with Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine and Colin and Justin, who everybody knows across the country. Tracy, your magazine is a local but also kind of a national magazine, and you've got Mary Zilba and now Colin and Justin going to be writing for you. And it is sort of the fashion magazine of Victoria and the island. We want to do lifestyle things as well, because fashion also dictates lifestyle. So why were you so drawn to have decorating ideas in the magazine?
Well, I think that a home is, and how you decorate your home is an extension of your personal style, your personal point of view, and it was important for us to sort of embrace all elements of the good life, and all of our readers really wanted to have an extended home section, so that's what we've been working on. And one of the things that I love about Colin and Justin is they sort of take the fear out and put the fun back in decor and design, and that's really the core of what our readers want to see, is how can I do it, how can it work for me, and how can I make it a, sort of, how can it be approachable and fun, and I think that they do that in spades, and we're really pleased to have them.
And when is the summer issue coming out, Tracy?
The summer issue comes out the 15th of July, so it comes out the day after Colin and Justin's special on HGTV, and their first issue is you know, just amazing. That they can tell you a bit about it, but it's all about summer living on the West Coast, and it's pretty spectacular.
And you can pick that up many locations across the island.
Yeah, there's 150 locations across the island, but we also have an expanded number of locations in Vancouver as well. And of course, we now have partnered with the Globe and Mail, so it's available to Globe and Mail home delivery subscribers as well.
Wow. Colin and Justin, you know, it's so neat to talk to you and to have our listeners hear you here, because we feel like we do know you, and you seem like you just have so much fun together. What's it like working together? Do you ever, like, fight on design ideas, or are you kind of simpatico?
I think, you know, what, looking at Tracy there really kind of put the nail on the head. We take the fear out, put the fun back in, Patty, and Tracy really got us in a nutshell there. So we don't fight. We have one shared voice, and we're both so passionate about design and improving people's homes. I mean, we read Niche Magazine the first time we were in BC when we were staying in Vancouver, and a friend had been across to Victoria and brought us back a copy. And I think to be involved with a magazine like this is a great opening for us, because it's another chance not to fight. Do you know, it's all about an audience that understands us. It's all about doing the kind of things that make us happy. And Tracy mentioned there, the content that we have in the first issue is all about coastal living. It's all about rattan and pale blue and washy colours and the beach and the sea. That's exactly the look we've put together in the issue of Niche. And we used a lot. I mean, we actually, we're all about not overspending, guys. That's our big mission, our big message.
We're Scottish.
We're Scottish. I mean, we're probably squeezing our kilt, but we're not about overspending. And we used a lot of products from our own line at HomeSense. I guess you guys have got HomeSense branches all over BC.
We sure do.
Yeah. And it's a real treasure trove, guys, isn't it? It's a real hunt for fabulous things. And that's why a marriage of the products that we have in stores like HomeSense and putting it together for Niche Magazine is just the perfect chance for Colin and I to continue smiling.
So you've got product lines, you've got shows. How do you find that balance? I know you bought a cottage that you're working on, so that's actually fun, but more work. How do you find the balance of all these things, and do you have downtime?
If we had children, we would say to them, what do you want to do with your life? What are you good at? What do you have a natural aptitude for? What do you actually enjoy? We're both so, so lucky that something that started off as a hobby has actually become the way that we make our living. So, we're never looking for downtime because we're always so opinionated on interiors. We're always snooping around, and even if we go somewhere for dinner, we're not going to talk about your home when you're there, maybe in the car going home. A little sneaky. But it's funny, so we're never off duty, and it's because we genuinely enjoy what we do, So, honestly, life is good, and I think that's our shtick. That's what we're always trying to sell, is the feel-good factor, and I think that's what's great about Niche Magazine. It's all about, the best in BC, and we're about the best in life, and I think we're only here once, so why not challenge yourself, with different colours, with a different style at home? Why not try food you've never tried before, so that you feel that you're alive? No one wants to be stuck in a rut, all of our decor is always about being fashion forward. It's about being funky and fabulous. Uh-huh. And more importantly, it's about being personally fabulous. You've got to be personally fabulous.
And you don't have to be perfect to be that. This show we started to was the idea to inform people, but to have fun. And that's why it's great to share this with other people because, like Massimo on before, we have to enjoy our life or try to, because food and fashion and decor, it's all the good stuff in life.
Of course, yeah, completely. I mean, you can hear our enthusiasm. Tracy, you run the magazine and you're enthusiastic with that. Patty, you have the show and you're enthusiastic with the show. That's what we all do best, isn't it? We go out there and we tell people about fun things and the things about which we are passionate. And we're worried, we do get involved in a lot of written work because we love to see our ideas related really easily for viewers and for readers. And it just seems to hit a spot. We're on Twitter. I hope you don't mind if we give ourselves a little plug on Twitter.
No, I was looking at you yesterday on there. You gave us a plug.
Our Twitter handle is Colin Justin. No, and ColinJustin. And the feedback that we get on their chats is just incredible. People want fun. People don't want to be doomed and gloomed. They want to be excited and brightened by all the wonder that is out there. And we do live in a world where there's a lot of heavy stuff. But you know what? There's also some counterbalance if you go out and look for it. If you open your eyes, there is a lot of fun to be had. And we work with really good people, whether it's on TV shows like Street Talk or Week on Sunday, whether it's in Niche Magazine, whether it's talking to you, Patty, whether it's through our social media platforms. We are all about having a good time.
I like being called Patty. Hey, Tracy, and your job at Niche Magazine, that's a big thing, too, to do a magazine. Do you enjoy that, or is it ever kind of like, oh, my gosh, it's so much work, or are you just loving what you're doing?
Well, I think it's one of those things that it's completely driven by passion. Mm. I mean, there's no punching a clock. We tend to work around the clock, but we love it. And there's nothing better for me than going out and having somebody say to me on the street, oh, my gosh, I got my Niche magazine in the mail, and I can't put it down. It makes every hour, every moment, and every anguish absolutely worthwhile. And it's funny because Justin just touched upon a really interesting point, and that is that it's all just temporary, so why not have fun with it? Not only are we just here for a short time, but also whether it's a funky colored blouse or it's a statement wall that you're going to paint a certain color, the paint comes down and you can take the garment off. So why not embrace what's happening now in your life, enjoy that, and just, really celebrate it.
We're right. And we're here for a good time. We're back in 2 minutes with more good times with our gang. Back in two.
As Canadians, we can all spot unfairness. Like when our own government creates rules that hurt Canada's wireless companies and Canadian consumers. Right now, American companies like Verizon can buy two of Canada's four precious airwave blocks. If they do, at least two Canadian companies and their customers will be left with nothing. When our government replaces two Canadian bidders with one American one, that's not adding competition, that's favoritism, and it hurts all of us. No wonder 81% of Canadians think that the rule should change. Learn more at fairforcanada.ca.
You want a beautiful golf course. You want the best value in Victoria. You'll get all that and more at Cedar Hill Golf Course, a centrally located 5,000-yard, 18-hole recreational course with a new lower weekday rate of just $37.70 after 1 p.m. Cedar Hill Golf Course, best value golf on Vancouver Island. Now just $37.70 weekdays after 1 p.m. Find it on Derby off Shelburne. Stop by their licensed clubhouse for a drink or snack too. Book your tee time today online at golfcedarhill.com.
A large, brand new, single family home starting at just $359. Think you have to go over the Malahat for that? You don't. The home of your dreams is right here at Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Need a mortgage helper suite? You can have that. Need a huge amount of space? You can have that too. So before you commit to the nightmare that is the Hat, drop by Hazelwood Crossing and let the cutting edge quality speak for itself. Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods during Dollar Days. We're priced right. Sun-ripe Blue Label apple juice or assorted juice blends, 1 liter. More rewards price, $1 each. Or assorted varieties of Knorr sidekicks, more rewards price, also $1 each. Plus, don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
We are back with Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine and Colin and Justin from Everything, TV, products. They're doing it all. They're going to be writing the Niche Magazine. The summer issue is coming up June 15th. There's specials June 14th. There's products in the store. And I want to talk about the products in a minute, guys. But, Tracy, we were talking a few weeks ago about fashion, and I tipped upon about the runway and how we see those colors come into decor and how that, you know, Colin and Justin were going to write about some of that. How do you see that playing out when you look at fashion?
Well, I think more than runway, to me it's more a philosophy in terms of your personal style translates to everything else in your life, whether it's your home decor, the car you buy, everything. So it's not so much about what's coming off the runway as it is in terms of what is your personal style. Mm. True enough, there are a lot of people that take a nod from the runway, and you do see that show up. HomeSense would be a really good example. They have a really great balance of both. There's all the great classic, and then they also have a lot of seasonal trends that, you know, sure enough, are summer are influenced by what's coming out of the fashion houses.
But trying to sort of dictate, look at what you wear and put that into sort of the decor you see.
Really a direct translation in terms of that. It really is more about what your personal philosophy is in terms of what your style is and how that translates into other parts of your home. But absolutely, there are a lot of people out there that love to see, you know, the haute couture that's coming off the runway and make it work. I mean, one of my favorite quotes is a Harry Winston quote that says, people will stare. Make it worth their while. and I think that's what Niche is all about. And so whether that's your home, where you're going to, and our mantra really is about, you know, the three elements, the good life, you know, how you look, where you live, and how you get it all done in a busy world. That is sort of what we're all about. And I think it's different for every person. So
that's right. And your products too, guys. I love the logo with the C&J. It's really, how did you think up that one?
You know, we wanted something that looked fashionable, you know, that had a standout color.
Mm-hmm.
But had a really clear message as well, you know. So I think it's funny, the label is so important, isn't it? Because it just sells everything about you, you know. I think it should provide, like, a stamp, if you like, that's a nutshell of who you are. You know, and it's bold and bright, but at the same time, you know, it's modern and it's clean as well, you know. And I think that's really important. You know, what we always try to do with everything that we do with our products, you know, and we're so happy that you can buy our products like across all, you know, like HomeSense, Winners, Marshalls, right across Canada, which is amazing. But we try and deliver decor as well as something that's useful. You know, so I think if your home is really kind of like beige and a little bit bland and you need to get some items in there, you know, it should be really easy to buy decor, whether it was through a throw pillow, you know, whether it was for some beautiful throws for your table, you know, a piece of art, but just something that is standout. I don't like anonymous anonymous things, you know, and I don't think it's about money. It's about just spending some time to buy things that really matter. How many of us actually, you know, you nip out and we think, okay, well, I'll buy a vase for $20. And sure, it's a bargain. And it's a bargain if it's beautiful and if you totally love it. But if you're just built at actually buying it to fill space, and then you put it on the shelf and you ignore it, it becomes anonymous. And actually, within 2 weeks, it's become clutter. You know, so save your dollars, you know, and buy things that reach out to you, that make you happy, you know, that contribute to an overall design at home. I think that's so important.
That's a really good point, because don't you find you go in places and people just have so much stuff and, you know, you can't even see the good things because of all this junk around it?
That's an interesting, you know, we've often had an analogy. If you take a beautiful woman like Cindy Crawford, and if you walk her into a ballroom and look at her, she'll look absolutely gorgeous. Bring in Naomi Campbell, she'll also look absolutely gorgeous. Bring in Kate Moss, they'll all look beautiful. But if you cram that ballroom with 20,000 supermodels, then you forget the beauty of the individual and the girl.
That's why I don't go out with those girls.
We take them to Tim Hortons. Those girls always say, we'll go out with you, Colin and Justin, because we're perfectly safe. If you spend the night with us, it would be the best night's sleep you ever had. See, my analogy is like you can't see the wood for the trees.
Yeah.
If you have so much clutter, you lose the importance of every single item. So we're all about paring back, taking a breath, and only using and keeping and displaying the things that you have. And I will bring it back to our show Street Swap, because that's what the concept of Street Swap is all about. It's about sharing with your friends, giving them the things that you no longer need, perhaps borrowing or taking from them the things that they no longer need, trading them, upcycling them, and just swapping your way, literally swapping your way around the neighborhood until you find the things that you want. And it's all about bringing the community together as well. But at the end of the day, it's about making you empowered to realize that your home can be gorgeous, drop-dead blooming gorgeous without breaking the bank.
You know, I love the idea of that show, and I'd love to have you back on again talking more specifically about older pieces, because I like your new product, I like your product line, and I also like the old and new mix so that your home doesn't look like a showroom that you just bought at the local store, that it has some of your personality. Tracy from Niche Magazine, thank you so much. We'll look for that issue coming out on July 15th. You can get it all around town. Colin and Justin, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope you will come back and talk about more specifics, because it's been it's been great talking to you. I love you guys.
Wow, likewise. Thank you so much for having us. Give a big hug to everyone out there in BC. I'm looking forward to a long and joyous relationship with you and your lovely magazine.
Absolutely.
And for everybody out there, get out there today, enjoy your life. You have no reason not to. You've had food, decor ideas, lots of great stuff. TJ, thank you as always. Till we meet again, get out there and enjoy.